with the Commissioner of Agriculture, James R. Comer. And entering this arena today, what is the feeling you got as soon as coming in here with 60,000 FFA members?
Well, first of all, as a statewide office holder, I'm so honored that the convention's in Kentucky because it's the largest convention we have all year in the entire state. Secondly, as a former state FFA president, it brings back a lot of fond memories of when I was at national FFA conventions. Back then, they were in Kansas City. So it's just a great feeling to see all these FFA leaders from all across the United States here today in my home state.
What kind of things did you do SAE-wise or CDE-wise?
My main project was beef cattle. I showed beef cattle all over the United States. And in fact, I was a National Central Region Beef Proficiency Contest winner. So FFA has meant a lot to me. I tell people I wouldn't be where I am today were it not for the leadership skills I developed as a member at FFA. So I owe a lot to FFA, and we do everything we can at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture to support the future farmers of America.
What is your message to these students attending the 87th National FFA Convention?
Well, I just want them to know that FFA has developed me and a whole lot of people. I'm going to mention that currently our Miss Kentucky, who won the national competition for her skills playing a fiddle, she's a very active FFA member at a chapter in Kentucky. So a lot of the state legislators in Kentucky, and I was a member of the state legislature for six terms, our former chapter, regional, and state FFA officers. So FFA has done a great job developing our future leaders. I'm going to challenge young people here today to be as involved in FFA as they can, because it really pays great dividends in your future.
Thank you so much. This is Kelsey Litchfield reporting at the 87th National FFA Convention with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture Commissioner James R. Comer.